Welcome to Wednesday. I'm Jamie Lynch in with Bob Cooney. We got Sam Wilson behind the glass this morning. And we shift our focus of stink from the Eagles to the Flyers. That was awful. For a home opener, to have the place packed, to have gritty dropping from the rafters, to have everybody feeling good. What, did you just eye roll gritty? You're becoming anti-gritty.
No, I'm not anti-gritty. That was a kind of a wild.
He was the highlight in the building last night.
He was. I was out at my daughter's soccer game, and one of the guys, you know, one of the fathers I'm with says, "Hey, what are the Flyers doing?" I checked. I swear, James, there was, I don't know, 4 minutes ago in the first period, it was already 4-0.
I was finishing up cooking and eating and doing a fantasy NBA draft all at the same time, and it was like 2-0 before the blink of an eye, 3-0 in no time at all. The Flyers were not happy last night. That they felt like they left Brian Elliott out to dry. Claude and Ghost in particular had comments that we'll play for you in a little bit. But they seemed genuinely ticked off that they let Brian Elliott kind of take the lumps last night.
Yeah, Ghost even said that he made three great saves in the first period. It could have been 7-0. So I don't know. I'm at a loss. Mark Farzetta sent out a great tweet last night saying with four boxes. Teams that got booed in their home opener this year. Phillies, check. Eagles, check. Flyers, check.
Wow.
Sixers, question mark.
They won't. Unless they blow it.
The Super Bowl champions, there was a little bit of booing going on.
But
so
I would like
knows?
To believe they will not. Yeah, but the Eagles did win the Super Bowl and they got it.
Yeah.
Well, if you ever wondered if the Philadelphia sports fan will change or get complacent with winning, it won't.
No, but a Yankees fan threw a beer can at Kimbrough when he was entering the game last night. And I'm sure that won't become national news.
Bob, that was a Phillies fan in a Yankees jersey.
That's right, my bad.
That paid $20 for a beer and a couple $100 in apparel.
For a ticket just to,
He didn't have his battery, so he went up there to throw a beer at Kimbrough.
You're right, my bad.
But yeah, we'll get to that in a minute because the ALCS is shaping up to be a baseball, if you're a big seam head, this is the series for you. It's going to be phenomenal stuff. But the Flyers last night, and the fans, they let them hear it at the end of the first period. It was a nationally broadcast game last night. Your boy Kenny Albert on the call. And here's fans at the end of the first period letting the players hear it.
Time winding down. 23 shots for the Sharks. Flyers with 11.
I think I heard the stat. It was the most goals allowed in a period by the Flyers since 2008.
Really?
Maybe opening period.
So I don't know. I mean,
but it was a bloodbath last night. They didn't have a chance.
Now they go up to Ottawa.
Yeah, I mean, Ghost was probably your best player in the first period there during the onslaught. It was just, you know, Coots hit a post at a point they could have gotten back into the game. A little bit, they would have been down 3-1, but at least you got a puncher's chance there, and it was just overall terrible. Gritty might have been the highlight of the night.
That's saying something. You know, you go to Las Vegas and get such a nice win on opening night.
I know.
An expected, like, second game loss because you're out on the road.
Yeah, Colorado's
tough. Whatever, Colorado's always tough. And then to come home and lay an egg like this,
But doesn't that just kind of feel like the Flyers?
It does.
Like, every time you're off,
you get the bends being a Flyers fan.
It's just like, oh, just kidding. We're going back down.
Yeah.
And we'll bring you back up, and we'll crush you back down.
Yeah.
That's just life as a Flyers fan, Bob.
I guess.
You know, it's just, here's Claude Giroux after the game. They were talking about, you know, him and Ghost were not happy that they felt as though they gave Brian Elliott no chance in this game. Here's Claude.
I just think we played like tonight, and score shows it, and we left our goalie to dry, and Moose played a good game. He didn't deserve that, and it's on us.
Okay. Maybe those weren't boos. Maybe those were Moose chants from the fans after the first.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They felt bad for him.
But Ghost and Giroux both cursing in the post-game press conference, so clearly irritated. So cover your ears out there, kids. But yeah, that's just an unacceptable performance to lose 8-2 in your home opener. Just unacceptable.
What do you think about Elliott staying out there all night?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
That's tough. Now, I know you're going, I think Ottawa, in Ottawa, it's going to be a goalie change, and it was already planned, but I don't know. Leaving a goalie out there for 8 goals, that's kind of unheard of, especially this early in the season.
Yeah, it is.
But
the new guy they got, Picard, the backup goalie, he's got Gritty on the mask. You support that?
Sure, you're grittied up.
You got Gritty fatigue.
I'm gritty-faced.
You got Gritty fatigue. Admit it, Bob. We're here in the trust tree. You're getting fatigued.
No, I'm not fatigued. You can't be fatigued yet.
It's a lot of Gritty early.
It is kind of overpowering. I'm trying to catch my breath. Let's put it that way.
He came in like a wrecking ball last night as he dropped from the rafters coming down to Miley Cyrus's song.
I've already heard way too much Miley Cyrus this morning than I've heard in my whole life.
I had never seen the Wrecking Ball video before.
Yeah, you couldn't turn that off this morning
while
we're getting ready for the show, could you? You never saw that video before.
Now that I recall her swinging on the ball, I remember seeing like little short naked, like gifs on Twitter and stuff, but never saw the actual video.
Yeah.
That's a cup of coffee for you.
Yeah, well, you watched about 4 or 5 times this morning, so I think
Mark wanted the sound.
Yeah,
so
you had to pull it.
Yeah.
On to bigger and better things, OJ. Hopefully better.
So, Flyers fans out there, we just gave you 6 minutes of some puck talk, so I don't want to hear it. But the big story is the Eagles are getting ready to head up to the Meadowlands. Well, it's not the Meadowlands anymore, but the
MetLife Stadium.
Yes, but the Meadowlands racetrack is still there, so you can get away with calling it the Meadowlands, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so they head up to the Meadowlands tomorrow night on a nationally broadcast game. The must-win terminology is often overplayed, over-exaggerated, all of that. But this is a desperation bowl, and if they don't win this, you're in a really bad spot.
Listen,
season is hanging in the balance.
I called Game 5 as much as a must win as there could be in a Game 5 in a season on Sunday, but on the pregame show. So, yeah, I'm not going out on. I mean, I'm not going back from it. You have to win this game.
You
can't go 2-4 to start this season, James.
No,
you can't.
Well,
plus, you're talking about conference losses to Tampa Bay, Minnesota. Now the Giants also.
Your focus now is solely on the division and winning the division, and this is your first division game. So if you get this, you feel a little better about yourself. And look, you're probably going to have to get to 10 wins to win the division. Maybe not. Maybe 9-7 gets it done, but you want to shoot for 10. And if you're shooting for 10, that means you got to finish 8-3.
That's tough.
That's not easy to do.
They're
capable of it, but it's not easy to do.
Are they? I think at the beginning of the season, we would have said, you have to win 8 of 11, not a problem. But my God, the way they're playing.
Look what they did last year. They went on, what, 1?
9 in a row.
So,
okay.
I think it's deep in them. They have to figure out.
Deep in them.
Yeah, it's in their
somewhere.
DNA. I believe they can do it. They have to figure a lot out, and a lot is not an under-exaggeration. A lot.
Yeah, and look, anybody can say what they want. You know, the Giants are 1-4. The Giants have some discord. You got OBJ saying what he said. You got Shermer coming out, you know, having to address that in front of the media, which isn't fun. But it's a short turnaround week, and if a team is mentally kind of screwed up, which you may think the Giants are, turning around a quick week kind of negates that, because you don't have time to think. You just got to get your body ready and go play.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a really, really look. Anytime, I don't care if the Giants are 0-12 and the Eagles are 12-0.
Division games are always tough.
So they got to come out of here with a win, James. I mean, this is as must win as must wins get.
Yeah.
I think.
I think it's a huge game for Jim Schwartz again. Look, last week they only allowed 16 points.
Yeah.
When you put it that way, like the one, 7 was on the offense, and Lane Johnson in particular. Carson does have a little bit of a fumbling issue, but he's certainly not somebody I'm going to harp on this season. But the defense did only allow 16 points, but it felt so much worse, because whenever there was a situation the Vikings needed to pick up, you felt like they were going to get it, because
I had no confidence that the Eagles defense was going to come up with a big play.
That's why I would have kicked the 58-yarder.
Yeah, I still don't agree with that, but I hear you.
Third and 10, I was like, they're going to get it.
Yeah, but my thing was, I'd rather have no confidence on a team with the ball at their own 11-yard line than a team with the ball at the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just
cause I know.
The chance you can make a play, the chance you can get a fumble, the chance a snap is muffed, the chance a handoff is dropped.
Yeah.
I'd rather that happen.
Percentages
there.
Are probably in your favor. Yeah,
they definitely are. But I understand. I do understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, I just points are really tough to come by with this team right now. You know, we talked a little bit about it yesterday. There's just nobody on this team that really gets open downfield.
Nothing.
Like, you don't recall anybody breaking free from anybody. Nobody standing wide open on a route. No, you know, the playbook just doesn't seem like numbers wise. It's a lot of it's the same as far as the analytical statistical numbers, and, you know, all that stuff. But it just doesn't feel the same.
It doesn't. I mean, and, you know, yesterday we saw highlights so much of Drew Brees yesterday and breaking the record of career passing yards. Look at how many times that guy just throws the people on the move.
I know.
Whether it's cutting across the seam, whether it's going down the sideline, whatever it may be, somebody out of the backfield. It's constant hitting guys on the run and then picking up yaks. You never see that here.
Yeah.
Everything here is stopping, you know, not stop and goes. It's just, you know, turnarounds. It's lay down in a zone. It's just hit, catch, go down, move forward.
I think they're going to be looking for two things on the trade market. I do think they're still looking for deep threat options and obviously a running back right now with Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams. You know, Wendell Smallwood's one of the big fantasy football claims of the week out there across the nation. But those are your two running backs that are healthy right now.
Clemens said he's
good to go Thursday night.
Yeah.
But you know how it is with hamstrings and quads and those types of legs.
You just never know.
You think it's good, you come back, and it seizes up on you. So it's like...
Yeah, and he's battled injury. You know, Corey Clement missed his junior year at Wisconsin. He had a sports hernia and tried to come back from that. Like, he's just had some injuries, and it gets a little bit concerning. It's funny. Like, injuries sometimes just find guys.
Yeah.
And we know this from watching kids up to the pros. Sometimes injuries just find people, and there's no rhyme or reason for it. And I hope Corey Clement isn't one of them, but Wendell Smallwood seems like he's been one of them.
He's always been one.
Although he hasn't missed a whole bunch of games, now he's found them.
Well, Sean McCoy seems to be one lately a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not on that boat at all.
We'll get to him in a minute. I want to get Bill and Marcus hook up here in a second. But on the topic of the Eagles and the high-powered offense, here's Carson Wentz yesterday talking about the team getting back to that sort of offense.
You know, we want to be that team. You know, we definitely believe we have the guys to be in that explosive offense, similar to how we were last year in that sense. And right now we're just not clicking on all cylinders yet. And it's been frustrating. You know, like you said, we've had those little mistakes, those unfortunate penalties and lots of things like that. But we definitely believe we can be that offense, and we're looking forward to proving that on Thursday.
Yeah, you got to see something offensively because, look, as much as we bitch about the defense, newsflash, the offense has sucked. It has.
The red zone numbers compared to last year, their big red zone's horrible.
They're horrible.
Yeah. And there's been talk about Carson holding on to the ball too
long.
That's
a little
over-exaggerated. It is.
I have some numbers here.
So do I.
Yeah, it's pretty much on par with last year.
It's very much on par with
last year,
and it's below the league average of how long he's holding onto the ball.
I laid on that as an excuse, and that might be a little unfounded.
And you know, you can say what you want about the offense. Yeah, we know the injuries to running back. We know that Alshon Jeffrey's only two games back. Carson's on, you know, just had his third game back. So you want it to come together, but it hasn't looked anything like it. And you try to find that one factor, like, oh, if they have this, then everything else will fall into place. You mentioned speed on the outside.
They need somebody desperately.
They need some speed that'll help open things up. You need that threat out of the backfield to catch the ball.
Yeah.
They haven't been doing that hardly at all.
Where the hell's Mac Hollins? I think he's another soft tissue guy.
Yeah,
right?
So,
but he was on the pop, so he's week six.
Yeah, you make
Shelton
one throw
Gibson.
To Shelton Gibson the other
Where'd
day.
He
makes
go?
A beautiful catch.
Yeah, he came back, jumped and got it. It was a nice play.
Yeah, maybe that's somebody that you have to look at a little bit more to get on the outside and open some things up.
It's been a weird year with personnel. One game was DeAndre Carter game. The next game was the Kamar Aiken game. Then they try Shelton Gibson out. It's like every
Dallas Goedert had a game.
Yeah, and then wasn't in the Tampa game.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It is weird. There's nothing you can, I've said this before, there's nothing you can wrap your hands around.
No.
There's just nothing that you say, all right, well, besides Zach Ertz. You know, there really is nothing, but Zach Ertz isn't somebody that's going to go and win you a game. Zach Ertz, isn't a knock at all. Zach Ertz will get you the 10 catches, and he'll get you 100 yards, and he'll get you some third downs. But, yeah, he's not a game changer.
He doesn't have a touchdown yet this year, does he?
I believe he does, yeah.
Does he?
I believe he has at least one. I know he has at least one, yeah. Well, he had one last game. He had one against the Vikings. He had that little 7-yarder.
Yeah, that was actually a beautiful ball. That was at the end of the game. That is correct, Bob.
He does have
41 catches, 437 yards, but it's the quietest 41 catches and 437 yards, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because of the way of them. Like I said, they're sit downs.
They're not sexy.
You're down. Yeah, it's 11 yard gains, which is great. And what you need. But like Trey pointed out the other day, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Usually, you look outside in, and they're not. They're looking inside out, and there is nothing on the outside. You know, Alshon had that great game on his first game back, caught a touchdown pass, 8 catches, 105 yards, whatever it was. But then this past week against Xavier Rhodes.
Two catches on eight targets.
That means the bigger playmaker kind of won that game.
Yeah. And we'll get back to the running back situation in a minute. But Bill and Marcus Hook, I have a feeling, is irritated by the Flyers. Bill, good morning.
Hey, good morning. First off, before I get to my Flyers take, I just want to say the Eagles, here's the problem. Last year, you played a last place schedule. This year, you're playing a first-place schedule. It's a big difference, right?
Yeah, there's definitely something to that.
Yeah, okay, well, the next thing with the Philadelphia Flyers, what a disgrace last night was. Starting with Gritty coming down from the rafters, and then the horrible rendition of the national anthem. My goodness, I mean, you know, you're supposed to take your hat off. The woman playing the guitar had the hat on the whole time. And you know what? Nothing against Lauren Hart, but your time is over. I'm tired of your renditions. You know what I mean, with the lady that used to sing, Kate Smith. You know, it was just a poor vibe throughout the stadium last night. And you know what? The Flyers deserve that. The clock cleaned 8-2. Thank goodness this team stinks. Will be another 8-place seed. You got to fire Hextall. Get a goalie. Get somebody that knows what they're doing up there. Hextall's terrible. They both need to go. I'm sick of it. I'm going to pay another dime to see the Flyers. Thank you.
That was a
Bill, way to get it off your chest there, buddy.
Get it off your chest, Bill.
I think you buried the lead a little bit. I don't know if you need to go after Lauren Hart and Gritty and stuff. Go start with the Hextall if you have to.
If you're shelling out big bucks and you go down there all excited and they just get shellacked like that,
you can hate away. Yeah, ran
hate
on anybody.
Away. Yeah, if you're a season ticket holder and you're spending that good coin and they give you that performance, hate.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it.
I think the pecking order was a little bit screwy. But
yeah, no,
whatever.
I think he would have inverted his actual pecking order.
Yes, he should have. But if they won last night 8-2, the entrance of Gritty probably is, you know, it's like number one on SportsCenter.
We're
something.
All wearing Gritty masks this morning.
I hate it. You know, talking to people that know what we do for a living, it's always like, how come you guys never talk Flyers? Well, I'm not going to say we try, but this is the material that we're given.
And I think the main reason Flyers talk isn't more prevalent on the station is most people's basic understanding of the game and strategy and all of that just is never going to translate to the mass appeal.
And when someone does say, okay, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah. No, I mean, like, literally, I've done weekend shows where I'm like, all right, Flyers fans, you got the next 20 minutes.
Right.
Call up, whatever you want to talk about. Let's hash it out. And people got nothing.
No.
It doesn't lend to that natural.
Maybe next week we can hit it when we have kind of a free week, although the Sixers open next week, but with no Eagles games.
I did the fantasy NBA draft last night.
All right, wait, what pick did you have overall?
I was fourth.
All right.
I was very happy.
Let me see how many Sixers you got. I'll say you have at least two Sixers.
I only have one. Last year I had none.
You took JoJo number four, didn't you?
No, I wish. Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, it is a mostly local league. But they are both projected as Yahoo Fantasy top 20 players this year.
Right.
That's pretty cool to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Look, it's fantasy.
Who went higher?
Ben.
Where did he go? Do you know overall?
He was a first round pick. Okay. He went like 9th or 10th.
All right.
Because he gets you the
12-man league?
Yeah, okay. He gets you boards, he gets you assists,
sure.
He gets you points.
He's a triple-double every night.
Yeah, I mean, he's a fantasy monster.
He'll get you steals.
Embiid, I was hoping, fell to me in the second round. He did not. He went, you know, like 18 to 20, something like that.
I guess who you got it for. I'm going to say you took that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You are correct.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You have not shown me your team.
No, I got Giannis. I thought AD and Giannis were my two targets.
Right.
I think those two are...
Is AD still available?
No.
Okay.
He went right. two.
So Giannis.
Did you
to.
See? Speaking of AD, his list, his short list of teams he would play for.
I did not. I didn't see that. I'm guessing. Listen to you. Listen to you with the evil laugh,
Bob.
Is Philadelphia on there, James?
It is, Bob.
Number one.
It's a short list of the Celtics, the Lakers, the Pelicans, the Knicks, and the Sixers.
Gee. Sixers, Lakers, Celtics, Knicks. Wow.
Hey,
what a shock.
The fact that they're on a short list is very encouraging. And the idea of Giannis and Embiid and Simmons playing together.
I thought you said AD. Did you say AD
or
Giannis?
Just say? I just blacked out. Oh, Giannis. No, I meant AD.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I blacked out with Giannis there.
That's because you have your glasses off.
Yeah. So a source with intimate knowledge of the inner workings of the NBA told Get More Sports that Davis is considering five teams in the near and distant future. He would be open to trades if New Orleans wanted to do that, part of the report. But he does not want to go to a middle-of-the-pack Western Conference team if he's dealt before the trade deadline.
Interesting.
Could you imagine the two of those guys?
No.
It's positionless basketball, essentially.
It is.
But you,
yeah.
Have, like, you look at your smiles for me.
Well, because you think it. You got to think it out. You got to think, how does it work? Look, I'm not an idiot. I know you take two of the best players on the league, three of the best, put them on the same team and see what happens. I'm all for that. You figure it out. And that's what I said when people were talking about LeBron James coming here. No, I don't know how he'll fit. BS on that. You get the best players you can. You'll make them fit. That's why Brett Brown's been around basketball for 50 yeah. years. Like, he knows how to
Anthony
make that
Davis
stuff fit.
Is low-key the best player in the league.
Low-key, the best
yeah,
player in the league.
It's hot takey to say he's better than LeBron or KD, I think a little bit. But MVP-wise, he probably deserved it last year. He single-handedly took New Orleans basically to the playoffs. He's a complete package on both ends of the court. The guy's a freak. And
your second best player is Jrue Holiday. Not a knock, because he's sneaky good
now.
Good.
He's a projected,
sneaky good, yeah.
He was a top 25 fantasy player.
Right.
And he said he worked on his three shot a lot this offseason.
Yeah. So that shows you how good AD is.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Jrue Holiday personally and professionally, but when he's your number two player and you're carrying a team into a playoffs, that says something.
So Anthony Davis has the Sixers on his short list. You know, realistically, that's probably not going to happen, but it's fun to talk about. It's
sure
fun
it
that
is.
They're on his list. You know, look, it's not...
AD, Le'Veon Bell, bring them all in, James.
Yeah, we'll
superstars to Philadelphia. That's all we want.
We'll dive into the running back situation next. Sam Wilson behind the glass today. Bob Cooney, he's Bob Cooney. I'm Jamie Lynch.
One of those.
Yeah, your 5 a.m. hour is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's CARGURUS.com. Pat Nambler will get you up on the other side. Good morning, buddy. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:23.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Get to JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale with night-to-day doorbusters from Friday 3 p.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday. Shop select $12.99 sweaters for her, select $6.99 kids' long-sleeve graphic tees, and select $17.99 denim for him and her. Plus, get an extra 50% off already reduced final take clearance prices and an extra 20% off with coupon any way you pay. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon and clearance valid 10-11 to 10-13. Doorbusters valid 10-12 to 10-13. Select times only while supplies last. Coupon required. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. And during Staples Printing Event, buy one HP ink cartridge and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
Ends 10/13/18. Restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds. Guaranteed.
Okay, so life insurance. My husband and I don't want to talk about it.
No one wants to talk about it.
But our principal financial rep was like,
"You should really talk about it." I did not think we were at that point in our life.
But when you have kids,
you're at that point in your life.
So we just
put some money away every month. And now that we talked about life insurance,
we don't even have to think about life insurance.
Principal, investments, retirement, insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company, Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIPC. Napa Know
How. This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Their $99 special turned into $299.
Exactly.
That's bad math, but I have good news. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros, starting at $29.99 a day.
Thanks, Doc.
Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow. Napa
Know-How. This month, a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a two-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How. Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
This is Jason Mertedis, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Are we putting enough away in our 401k? Do we have the funds to renovate our kitchen? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
Philly's official Sixers station, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson behind the glass this morning. Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas coming up at the top of the hour. It's been a lot of fun for the first 2 days of the show. Looking forward to a third, a fourth, and a fifth, and hopefully they invite us back after that.
Here's hoping.
But it is Eagles game week. That's the big story. And yesterday, Bob, I'll admit I'm a little bit of a hypocrite here.
All right. At least you admit it. That's the first thing to overcoming your problems.
I cannot in any way, shape, or form defend Shady McCoy off the field if any of these rumors are true. We don't know what's true yet. We do know stuff in the past that's true, like the nightclub incident in Old City, the bus incident on the Turnpike.
Right.
You know, the tip thing, it's not great, but that's not even in the same ballpark as the other two. So we do know that stuff. This new stuff, we think we know, but we really don't yet. So I'm not going to, look, it's bad. He's coming with a lot of baggage. He does have a little bit of injury history with the ribs and a couple soft muscle things, but he's a gamer. He plays through most things, so I'm not too concerned about the injury stuff. This is a guy that, frankly, had 1,100 yards last year and 60 catches still. He can still perform. He is age 30. The problem to me outside of the off-the-field stuff is he still has another year remaining on his contract at $9 million per. That's not ideal, getting a 31-year-old running back.
No.
You know, $9 million against the cap. That's my biggest hindrance from doing it. But our own Anthony Gargano is reporting that the Bills are looking for a 2 and a 3 for Shady McCoy. I think they're drunk. I think they, you know, obviously you start high in a negotiation and you whittle it down from there. But I think a 2 and a 3 to ask for realistically is just irresponsible.
Yeah, and I'll simplify it for you a little bit, Jim. The off the field stuff, yeah, that does that concern me? Of course it does.
But I would, to the but point of me being a hypocrite, I would take him. So
I can, I'll put that aside and say I still don't want him.
Yeah,
I don't want that stopgap. Now you're a 2 and 3 football team. I don't know if one piece is going to get you over the top to put. I still want to look future, and I would rather go big, go to a Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell's not future. That's 1 year.
Well, you know, with the hope you can, like a young guy with the hope that you can make him part of the future.
See them giving him 14-15 million a year.
It's tough. I mean, that's where Howie's really going to have to, you know, get the pencils sharpened
Le'Veon's going to be 28 in January or February.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I maybe some of that does creep into my thought, and I can't get rid of the off the field. Yeah, but just as 30 years old, and you, look, you're up in Buffalo with a rookie quarterback. You need something offensively that can help you. The fact that he can't really even get on the field all that much,
it's not just
because of injury. Yeah, they're looking future. I don't know. It's a gut check, and if you put a gun to my head, no, I don't want Shady.
If they ask for a 4th round pick, done. I do it.
4th round for Shady, you're in.
Maybe you could do a 5th, but I would do a 4th. Yeah. I think he makes you a better team. He's probably your biggest playmaker on offense immediately.
Well, that's not saying good things about Shady. That's saying bad things about, well, Carson's going to be your best playmaker offensively
no matter what.
But
take
then after
out.
That.
But
after
you need right on now, the receiving end of Carson's.
Right now, your biggest playmaker, Alshon Jeffrey, of course, you have to put up there because 50-50 balls he'll go and get. But as far as breaking something, it's probably Wendell Smallwood, and that's awfully scary.
That's terrifying.
It really is, because on the good team that we thought this was going to be, he was your 4th running back.
So that's why I do it.
Okay. All right, fair enough. No,
they're depleted of weapons.
Yeah. Yeah, 4th rounder for Shady. That makes me say, okay, you had to do something, but I'm not actively going after him. I'm not he's the guy I'm targeting.
He's their security
net. Yeah, if you have to settle for something, I hear you. And you got to hope he gives you 1 year that'll take you out of this offensive doldrums that you're in and maybe pull you up by your bootstraps and help you, you know, maybe finish out this season at the 8-3 that they're going to have to do in order to get those 10 wins.
Yeah.
But yeah, push comes to shove, I'm backing up with my hands.
I hear you. You're not alone. Yeah. A lot of Eagles Twitter yesterday was talking about him. John Clayton threw out a Jordan Howard to keep an eye. They're basically tied to any and every running back out there.
Yeah.
David in Brewerytown was talking about Cousin Marshawn. He's a possibility. Jordan Howard's a possibility.
Marshawn, to me, just doesn't seem to fit, but we'll talk to David and see what he says.
Tevin Coleman is a guy.
Tevin Coleman's a good name.
He stinks in pass protection, though. That's my only concern there.
Yeah.
And with Carson and the way the line's going.
Yeah, but if you can get him out in the flat. He's a playmaker.
Yeah, he's a playmaker.
So if you can get him out in the flat and somehow, I don't know, Corey Clement stays in the backfield and chip blocks because he's very good at it.
But
whatever it may be. Yeah.
I still think just because Howie is Howie and he's a wild card and he's crafty and he's.
You know something's coming.
I still think he's trying this Le'Veon thing with every option he can possibly muster up.
Look, if you're looking for just little puffs of smoke, I think it has to. It came the other day when we found out that they restructured Fletcher Cox.
He's definitely doing something.
Yeah, there's definitely some signals being sent around.
Pat Nambler's been hanging. What's going on, buddy?
Bro, BC, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, Pat?
Oh man,
you sound better than the Flyers, Pat.
You know what really cracks my buns? These guys getting blown out at home. I realize, you know, the San Jose Shark has a lot of talent. I realize they're like Golden State with a lot of talent. They're going to be probably a Stanley Cup contender. I get all that. But to get blown out at home is embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing. The style they did it. Look, if they lost a hard-fought 4-3 game, we don't feel as bad. Getting your doors blown off 8-2 in the home opener. And Gritty's debut, Pat.
Right, and Gritty's debut. I've been trying to tell him Martinez, but he thinks I'm a complete boob. And he just, you know, I tell him, I said, we need Carhartt up here now. And he just said, hey, no, he needs development time. Well, look around. You got no development time.
Yeah.
You don't have the time. I mean, and you know, and on offense, you only got three players. I would keep connecting Provorov and Nolan Patrick, and the rest of the team you can sell for a bag of balls.
Wow.
So, I'm really disappointed last night. My blood pressure was going off the ceiling. I'm just fed up with this. I just want my goaltender in right now.
I hear you, Pat. How you feeling about tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm excited. I can't wait. I think the birds are going to go off. It's time to bounce back. I think the offensive line is starting to come back a little bit. I saw that at the end of the game. So hopefully, you know, Carson wants to pick us up the W, and let's get our heads on straight.
Pat. We need you. Stay positive out there. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day.
Pat's always positive.
Pat is.
That's as down as you're
going
to hear
him.
What's
going on, buddy?
What's going on, BC?
What's going on, buddy? David in Brewerytown wants to talk about Marshawn Lynch. What's going on, David?
Hey, guys. You know, I mentioned Marshawn because obviously the Raiders don't care
about
at all. So why not? I mean, he's
I'm curious because he's
serviceable in that way.
He is. Relentless. He has such ties to that area, and he's from there, and I think he loves playing there. I wonder how much he has a desire to move.
No, he may not, but he also might not have a desire to just lose.
No, yeah, you're correct.
Because he's going back there as soon as the season ends for the rest of his life. So, really, what's the difference? But, you know, I know we like to shower praise on Howie, and he gets credit where credit is due.
Oh, you bring up a good point. Look, last year, David, Howie batted 1,000 with his moves. Literally, right. 1,000. This year, he's 0-for.
But those moves are moves where the player is an obvious player who's already good, who has talent, and they go out and they sacrifice whatever they need to go get that player. But then when you kind of rewind it back to the draft, where are the picks of the running backs that should already be on this team and ready to rock? Wendell Smallwood's a decent player. Josh Adams is a decent player. The kid, the small guy we took away.
Donnell Pumphrey. Pumphrey is a glaring mistake now.
Right. So you're looking at a guy, yes, he can definitely, you know, accurately say, hey, the guy that's already good is good. Let's go get him.
Yeah.
But what about assessing the guys who we don't know anything about yet? And that area is a glaring hole.
Yeah. David, it's a very good point you raise. Donnell Pumphrey, I was actually talking with two of my buddies yesterday about this. He is standing out in neon as an absolute failure of a pick because he's a guy you identified, went up and got. You traded, right? I'm not crazy. They traded up to get him.
Up to four, right?
In the fourth round. And he's not even on the team.
No. And
that's a position of need.
It is. And you wonder if they are kind of, okay, you know you're going to have some positions where you're going to say, look, that's where we're going to have to save money, where you go undrafted free agents such as a Josh Adams, where you go with a guy like Wendell Smallwood, a late draft pick, and you can get by with those guys because Carson Wentz is such a talent, because you're going to be a passing team. Is that one of the areas that they look at and say, you know, we're not going to go really big money there? We might find out very soon. If this Le'Veon Bell thing plays out and they wind up getting him and paying him and whatever it may be, then they've kind of changed their course. But does it seem to you, I don't know, James, just off the top of my head, it seems to me like that's kind of been a secondary spot since Shady left. Not somebody you're paying a ton of money to.
That's a philosophical thing.
Yeah, it is.
Look, Jay Ajayi was targeted mostly because he was a later round pick on a rookie contract, so he wasn't going to cost you a lot. But if we looked at Jay Ajayi realistically, he was kind of, not injury prone because he did play through the 4 years, but you kind of had a sneaky suspition with his bone-on-bone knee and all that.
Yeah, there was a gray cloud surrounding him.
Yeah, he wasn't the most. And then you're bringing back a 36-year-old Darren Sproles.
And LeGarrette Blount didn't cost you anything.
He was the same amount of money as Sproles, so you can look at that. LeGarrette Blount played a huge role on this team last year.
Did.
And you go back to those playoff games and the Super Bowl, He was picking up big runs when you needed it. But you look at Howie's offseason. You know, Michael Bennett has worked out well. He had some comments about Doug yesterday that were very locker room cancerous of him, and I say that sarcastically. He talked about how great it is to play for Doug Peterson because Doug Peterson treats you like a man and not a player and a child, and basically that's rare in this league. So, you know, he's just... But you look at the second round last year, and they look, you know, they targeted Dallas Goedert, but there was a big run on running backs in the beginning of the second round last year. And, you know, it's fair to question Darius Geis went, you know, at pick 59 after Dallas Goedert.
Right.
You know, he was lost to an ACL, but you didn't know that at the time.
No.
You know, there was plenty of guys out there, and they just...
It just doesn't seem a position of real target right now.
But, and to that point, I get not overvaluing it, but...
Addressing it? Is
when
a
you
must.
Look at it now in hindsight, being 2020, you're kind of like, wait, you know, I love Ajayi. I really do.
Hey, the Ajayi Blunt tandem was phenomenal last year. Now, five games into a Super Bowl winning season, you're done.
But
you
like Royce Freeman went out there in the third round. You know, there was a lot of talent. And we have Donnell Pumphrey, who's.
I don't know what Donnell's doing
I would imagine he's on a practice squad, but I don't know.
Neither do I.
I'll find that out during the break. But that's a massive failure of a draft pick. You're listening to Fanatic at 5. Fanatic time is 5:41.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL at 215-379-0444.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Do you believe in magic? Would you like to believe in magic?
Would you like to see actual magic?
All you have to do is call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And prepare to be amazed.
1-800-GOT-JUNK is a full-service junk removal company.
We make junk disappear right before your eyes.
All you have to do is point. You're going to be amazed how quickly we can get there.
You're going to be amazed at how effortless it is.
Send us a signal and we'll be there.
In clean, shiny trucks.
In snappy, happy uniforms.
Point at a pile of tree limbs and a rusty old swing set.
Gone.
Point at a king-size mattress.
Gone.
Point at a dead TV, refrigerator, washer, or dryer.
Gone, 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 gone.
We're really good at this.
All you have to do... is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers a full range of products and materials from brands pros trust, like A.O. Smith, America's most trusted water heater brand. In addition to tank and tankless water heaters and well expansion tanks, now you can get A.O. Smith water filtration and softening products at Lowe's, giving you everything you need in one stop. Plus, our pro team will load it all up for you, helping you get back to the job site in no time. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's.
Okay, so, life insurance. My husband and I don't want to talk about it.
No one wants to talk about it.
But our principal financial rep was like,
you should really talk about it.
I did not think we were at that point in our life.
But when you have kids,
you're at that point in your life.
So, we just
put some money away every month.
And now that we talked about life insurance,
we don't even have to think about life insurance.
Principal, investments, retirement, insurance. We can help you plan for that. Sponsored by member companies of Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. Principal National Life Insurance Company, Principal Life Insurance Company. Securities offered by Principal Securities Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
When you have a family, life adds up. A new semester of school, a new season on the team, and new goalie pads to go with it. Now your youngest wants to learn an instrument. And of course, she didn't pick the harmonica. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
Welcome back to Ask the Doc from the Rug Doctor Institute of Clean. Next caller.
Hi, Doc. I just got an estimate from a carpet cleaning service, and apparently it includes cleaning out my wallet.
Their $99 special turned into $299.
Exactly.
That's bad math, but I have good news. Rent a Rug Doctor today at your local supermarket and deep clean your home for a fraction of what it costs to hire the pros, starting at $29.99 a day.
Thanks, Doc.
Rug Doctor today for a cleaner tomorrow.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
All I do is win, unless you're the Flyers, and then you get your doors blown off on the home opener.
That was not a good performance there, James Lynch Jr.
Bob, calm down with the hot takes.
2-0, 3.5 minutes into the game. Not a great way to start season.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, you're all pumped up. You're a Flyers season ticket holder. You're all pumped up for the season opener. You do whatever you do to get ready for the game. You might be just a little late getting to your seat. You settle in. You look up 2-0.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Pathetic performance last night. Claude Giroux and Ghost were not happy with the team after the game. Ghost even said, you know, we got to look in the mirror. And
there's a lot of mirrors going around Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're in a fun house.
Among the Eagles and the Flyers, you know, there's a lot of mirrors that just seem to be
And we're less than, let's see, what are we, 5 days away from the NBA tip-off with the Sixers-Celtics Tuesday night national game?
Tuesday night in Boston.
That's going to be awesome.
That is going to be a fun game.
Celtics are going to be an interesting, I guess is the right word. Fun, I don't want to use because that would imply enjoyment. But they're going to be, it's going to be interesting to see how, because they have a ton of talent.
And they're a totally different team from the one that got to the, you know, as a Sixers fan, you kind of think, well, did they get, I don't want to say you can get worse by adding a Kyrie Irving and a Gordon Hayward.
No, but it complicates things.
It does. It makes you, it doesn't make you as good perimeter, on the perimeter defensively. You're not as good with those two in the game, and that's where they killed the Sixers last year. You're not as good a shoot, or as fast a shooting team, or as quick on the perimeter offensively as, oh, look, Kyrie Irving's a world-class player, no question, but, you know, Gordon Hayward's not going to beat you on quickness with his outside shot.
No.
So, yeah, and some of the guys that were so good in the playoffs this year are going to have to play more of a role.
Terry Rozier's like the ninth guy on the bench.
Yeah, and look, that might be a great thing for Celtics.
He'd be the great fit here, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. He absolutely would.
We were talking about it last night in our fantasy chat room, like the nerds that we are. And somebody grabbed Rozier, and somebody was just like, man, I wish he was a Sixer. And I was like, now that you say
that,
he would be the absolute like best bench addition to this team.
He would. And it's, I'll tell you what, the Sixers, talk about the Celtics looking vastly different. I know it with Markelle Fultz in the starting lineup, which is what we anticipate. They're going to be even so much faster than they were last year. I mean, I know that Brett, it just wants to get it and
run,
go.
Run.
I mean, you're going to see, I'm going to say majority of offensive possessions on the Sixers after a miss or after a turnover, you're not going to see more than 4 or 5 dribbles in a shot. It's going to be bam, 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 pass, boom.
Limited half-court sets?
No, yeah, hardly any. Hardly any. I mean, obviously, you're going to have to. After made baskets, it's hard to run or whatever, and that's when you really set up Joel Embiid. That's why I said off of missed shots, off of turnovers.
50% of their offense is going to come from non-half-court sets.
Oh,
at least.
Yeah.
It's not pushing 70.
If you can hold teams to 44, 45% shooting from the floor, and you can force turnovers like the Sixers are capable of, you're going to see a lot of running, James. It's going to be fun.
The NBA, it's going to be fun down there. It's great that it's back. It's such a fun league.
And it gets more fun when you have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid and Markelle Fultz on your team.
What do you think? Fultz starting lineup Tuesday night? Or
I think so. It sounds like I'm going to hit some practices this week and go down and see what's going on. Yeah. But it appears so. Brett is blatantly honest, and from what he said the other day, and knowing him the way that I do, it sure seems like they're going to throw him into the fire and now bring JJ
National
off
TV.
The bench. Yeah.
The kid is a baller.
And he is a baller. And it's funny because all the concentration on Markelle Fultz went to the shot. Well, you can't forget. And once you watch him, and you'll see how many different NBA skills he has. He is a great long passer. And I mean, like,
I think
you know,
he led the NBA preseason in deflection passes deflected.
Did he really? Defensively?
Robert Covington
stat. So he and Cove might be top five in that. He can pass on the interior. We've seen spin dribble. We've seen how he can get to the basket. So it's going to be a lot
of fun. Can he play running back?
Can he play running back? They might need him, right? Could he play on Sundays and then...
Could he learn the playbook by tomorrow night?
If you had one Sixer that you could make a running back, who would it be? I guess it's him.
Probably him.
Yeah, it probably is him.
Athletically, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing Joel line up at tight end.
Because I was trying to think. They don't really have many small people.
No, they don't. They're very, very large.
They're a large team.
They are.
JJ and Markelle and TJ, your three tiniest guys.
Yeah, and Markelle and Markelle's legitimate 6'4". JJ's 6'3". Yeah. TJ's generously 6'1".
He's got the heart of a fullback.
Oh, he's a.
I can see him being.
I remember
a
talking to his dad and saying, "Like, how many fights did he get?" And he goes, "No." He goes, "He would never back down from one, but he never got in them. He was smart enough to get to that point, but then back away."
Yeah, you know what amazes me still about the Sixers? Sam just wrote this up. Jared Bayless is still on the team.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
We thought for sure they were going to cut him and just pay him to go away, and he's still here. Yeah, where the hell does he work into this?
He doesn't.
Are we doing?
I don't know. You got to have some guys filling out the roster.
Do you? I mean, isn't that Korkmaz? Wouldn't you, like, Zaire?
You want some Jonas Bolden out there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to see anything from Jonah this year?
Is he going to make the roster? I don't. He's not NBA ready yet. He's not.
So he's going to be playing in Delaware?
Probably. I'm not. Contractually, I'm not sure exactly what he is. But yeah, I would imagine he's down there more. Look, I was all the hype when he was in Las Vegas last year, and everybody, oh, this kid. I sat with Brett and watched him play a full game. Yeah, there's some things that show, but if you watch close
he's
enough,
raw,
he's
though.
Raw and he's not ready for the NBA yet.
Yeah, I think people just saw at a time they needed some rebounding from somebody not named Joel Embiid. He was diving all over the court and bouncing around, and people got excited. But hopefully, in time, we'll see. But this big story tomorrow is Eagles, Giants. I hate to say do or die, but it's...
No, you can say it.
It's a little ghoulish if you lose this one.
I don't know how you bounce back.
The Eagles are a 2.5-point favorite up in the Meadowlands.
That's a hands-off game.
I feel good about it, though.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I don't like the Thursday bet as a betting game because
62% of the public is betting the Eagles right now.
Are they really? Yeah, that's just such a tough game with the short. And as we've seen, a lot of times those are just trash games, and nothing fits into form. And maybe bettors like that, but I don't. I hands off on this game. For me. I don't like it at all.
So you don't have a strong.
Feeling either way.
You're gonna force yourself into a strong feeling tomorrow morning.
We'll see how it plays out.
That was like me last week. I did a quick hour show on Saturday, and I was like, look, I'm doing the unsports radio thing right now and telling you I don't have a strong opinion on this.
Yeah.
Sway me, because I don't know what to think. I didn't have a feeling on it. If I was leaning anything, it was more of a loss than a win. And
That's what happens.
I feel a win this week.
Okay. I walked onto the pregame show on Sunday, and I said to Trey and Devon, I said, I don't like the Eagles today at all. And then we started talking, and as we talked, I said on the air, I said, I've changed. I feel good about them.
Talk yourself into it. Talk yourself into it. Thanks to Sam for producing the Fanatic at 5. He's Bob Cooney. Mark Farzetta and Trey Thomas coming up next. Don't forget, Adam Schefter will join the show at 8 a.m. today. You do not want to miss that with all the running back rumors that are going around the league right now. Thanks for listening to Fanatic at 5. Fanatic time, 5:55.